Good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. If you're a first-time listener, a little bit about me. I am a radio talk show host, TV personality, coach, author, speaker, magazine publisher, and the founder of Nothing But Good News New World Media. I'm also the originator of the Vision Program, specializing in developing sustainable long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. I have a strong desire to affect change, as I myself rose from a life of meager existence as a single parent to one truly of bounty, joy, health, abundance, extraordinary things that I want to spend my time sharing with the listening audience. Now, in this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News New World Media. The principles that you will hear here are based on you living your remarkable life, which is the foundation for the magazine, radio, webinar, blogs, online presence, and in all of the work that gets delivered. I personally am dedicated to bringing high-quality information to the public through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. And the truth is, it really is my mission to help you create your vision, whatever that vision is. And I know that the true path to having the life you want begins with having a strong, clear vision. And I will tell you that I have brought my expertise to hundreds in the corporate arena, in the private sector, and we're going to be talking about an affordable new coaching and membership program because I'm here to help you, you know, create that dynamic vision so that you truly can begin to create the things that you truly, truly want to create in your life. And so I share with you today's G-Note, and what a G-Note is something I call a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. And the idea is that we just give you something to think about, a little bit to think about and focus on every single day. And today's G-Note simply says, dear friend, creativity is the ability to bring into creation the vision that you want to manifest. And so we talk a lot about vision here. We talk a lot about creating very dynamic pictures of what it is that you want to have in your life. And we've got a very exciting guest, and we'll let you know when he's here. But what I want to do is before our guest gets here, I want to talk a little bit about what we want to do for this year and what this year looks like and what it is that we are going to do for you. Our theme for this year is to do something remarkable. And what I mean by doing something remarkable is just getting out there and finally doing it, not talking about it, not thinking about it, not focusing on the things that aren't working, but say, what is it that I want to create in my life? And can we really begin to go out there and do those things that we want to create? And so here's what I want you to do. I want you to think about this piece. I want you to think about what can you do? What can you do to truly do something remarkable? You know, a lot of what I see goes on today is people will be focusing on mainstream media, and they'll be focusing on all the things that aren't working all the time, over and over and over again. The economy's not working. Things aren't working. Things are so bad. Why should I try? And it's my personal belief is that when you can get that dynamic vision together and start focusing on the things that you want, that you can begin to see, you know, people, situations, and opportunities start to show up for you so that you can have those things that you want to create in your life. And so we're here, Nothing But Good News Radio, we're here to help you do that. And every single show, we're going to give you some great ways to follow, to look at, give you that shot in the arm, give you that motivation, give you that little bit you need to keep you going. And in all aspects of life, we have some very dynamic guests coming up for this year. They're going to talk about some very incredible things. And we've got Don Boyer's going to be on next week. We've got Dee Wallace coming up at the end of the month. We've got some very, very, very special surprise guests coming up. And we're going to put some things into play so that you have systems that you can tap into so that you can begin to see the things that begin to manifest that you want to have in your life. And we'll talk a lot about a lot of the things that we've done in the last year and a lot of the things that we're going to create right here out of Candy G Enterprises. For a lot of folks who are listening, they know that I've just finished my second movie in L.A. The first one was called The Journey, and the second one is called Embrace the Journey. And I was a cast member and also a producer on the second film. And the film starring Brian Tracy, Bob Proctor, Ridgely Goldsboro, Dr. Joe Rubino, Don Melinda Boyer. I mean, so many exciting folks. Les Brown, Dee Wallace, and one that was released last year. And then we've got another one that is currently in production, and that'll be finished, and that is Embrace the Journey. And it's exciting to know that we're going to be able to have all these tools that we can put into place for you, and you'll get to hear all of those things that we'll have for you. One of the things that's very exciting that I want to share with you is that we want to have a very special day. As a matter of fact, my good friend, my cast partner, cast member, how do you want to call her, Dee Wallace, and you'll know Dee because she was in the movie E.T. She was the mother in the movie E.T., and she's done 140 Hollywood films. She's also a brilliant workshop facilitator, and she's going to be coming down here in February, and we're going to be doing a very, very, very special one-day event. So we'll talk about that also, what that looks like, so that you'll be able to tap into that one-day event with Dee Wallace. And again, a lot of things that we're going to do is we're going to have things for you to help you, to absolutely help you begin to create the life that you want. And with that being said, we're going to be looking for you, the listening audience, to contact me at my office, Candy G at CandyG.com. That's K-A-N-D-E-E-G at CandyG.com, and give us what you would like to have in relationship to the shows. What would you like to hear us talk about? Who would you like to have on the air? And again, I have some very, very, very special guests that are going to be showing up for us. And so you keep listening to Nothing But Good News Radio, and you're going to hear absolutely, absolutely hear a lot of the great stuff. Now, folks are oftentimes they will send me questions or comments on Facebook, and I just got a question from a listener that says, when are you doing your next vision program? Well, a lot of folks know I do a very special two-day vision program. Now, I don't have a public program scheduled right now, but we are launching a new membership site. So what we're going to do is we're going to tell you about how you can tap into all this vision information. Hey, this is Candy G. We're going to step up off to our first commercial break. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Are you looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all cargo flights and provides services to all Caribbean island and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website at amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Hey, welcome back. This is Candy G. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. I am your host, and I've been out here for a long time sharing good stuff to help you make a difference in your life. Now, we are scheduled to have a very special guest today. It is Dr. Barry Sears. But we also know Dr. Sears is traveling, and we're not sure if he got stuck in an airport or in a situation. So what we're going to do is we're just going to continue on. We're absolutely going to continue on without Dr. Sears, and hopefully he'll show up. He is a very special. He is the founder of the Zone Diet, and he's going to come on at some point today, or we'll have him on another time if he got stuck traveling out there somewhere. He's going to bring tips, guidelines, and inflammation on inflammation and getting rid of it. Imagine having a pain-free life. And what we know is inflammation is becoming recognized as a primary factor in the development of a wide number of chronic disease conditions. And a certain level of inflammatory response is needed to protect us from invading organisms, bacteria, viruses, and parasites, and to treat traumatic injuries. However, left unchecked, it can continue to wear down every organ in the body and can lead to chronic diseases, especially in the heart, brain, and immune systems. And I will tell you, I've been doing a lot of research on this thing called inflammation, and I'm very excited to be exploring this topic. And he is one of the leading authorities on the dietary control of hormonal and inflammatory responses and to treat chronic disease. He's the author of 12 books on anti-inflammatory diets, and he's sold over 5 million copies. And his latest book is called Toxic Fat. And it really is very fascinating, inflammation. And so what we're going to do is we're going to see, you know, if we don't get Dr. Sears on today, we're absolutely going to get him back in here. Stuff happens, and we just know there'll be another opportunity to have him, to absolutely have him on the air with us, or he'll show up. You know, that's one of the things that we love about live radio. You never quite know what's going to go on. But what I'd like to do, until we see if Dr. Sears is going to show up, we're going to continue to talk about some of the things that Candy G Enterprises absolutely wants to do for you. And I told you that here's what I know to be true. And, you know, the reason I started this radio show to begin with is because I wanted a place that folks could listen to the good stuff. I wanted a place where folks could absolutely hear how they could get the tips and the tools and the things that they needed, because there's so much at our access that we can utilize if we understand it, that we can utilize to help us create the things that we want to create in our lives. And again, and I mentioned this earlier before we went to break, that so many people, what we do is we stay focused on the things that aren't working. So what we want to do is we want to find the things that really do work, and then we want to create systems and ways to help folks stay focused on what it is that they want. And that's the reason for, oh, the magazine, the radio, the vision program, the corporate work that we do, and our upcoming I Vision My Life program that is just about to launch. We're very, very, very excited about this program because it's going to give folks the tips and the tools and the information that's going to help them to create some of the things that they want to create in their life. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to have one of our dear friends and colleagues is with us, and he's going to help us talk a little bit about I Vision My Life and what it means and how creating the tools that we want in our lives. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to welcome Hank Eater to Nothing But Good News Radio. Hey, Hank, welcome.
Well, thank you so much.
You know, I'm so glad you could join us. We intended to have Dr. Barry Sears on today, and he's traveling. So I think there may be something involved in his travel. So we're going to see if he shows up. But in the meantime, it gives us a perfect opportunity to share with the listening audience the I Vision My Life program, some of the things that you and I are doing together, and absolutely why it's so important. And, you know, Hank, you know, I have been studying the extraordinary power of vision for, 35 years, and that's a long time. But have created some real success in utilizing these tips and tools. Now, you've come on board to help us share this message of I Vision My Life with the world. Give the listening audience your perspective on what you see with I Vision My Life.
One of the things that I'm really excited about is the ability to have all the tools right there at your fingertips. It's one thing to say, I'm creating a vision in my mind, but when you get that vision in tangible, some sort of a tangible structure where you could see the steps and know the steps and plan them out and actually have the power of having visuals that go along with it, I think these are some of the things that excite me about what's happening on this site. I mean, putting aside the wealth of information that's there, to me, the heart of it is the ability to build this vision right there.
Oh, I love hearing your excitement, Hank. I love hearing your excitement, you know, because we've been working on this for so long. And what you said that was so important is that if the structure is in place, is that there's a structure there that folks can use. And why do you feel that structure is so important?
Well, because the way that we manifest things in our lives, this is the way I see it anyway, is so important to have a clear picture of what it is we want. Because for a long time, I could say that for my own life, I was one of those people that, you know, that old saying, if you don't know where you're going, it doesn't matter how you get there. But then when I discovered that everything I've ever brought to myself, I've done it through the power of my own vision, through my own creative imagination, and the ability to see it clearly, that's why I find these tools so exciting. The clearer a picture we can make for ourselves of the things that we want to bring to ourselves in our lives, the more likely we are to realize these things, to take them from the realm of dreams and bring them into the realm of everyday reality.
Well, you know, I was sharing with the listening audience, you know, the theme that we have here at Candy G Enterprises for this year is to do something remarkable. And let's talk about, you know what I mean? Okay, we've got dreams, we've got ideas of stuff that we want to do, but how about finally getting off of our duffs and stepping out and putting one foot in front of the other and say, you know what? I have this thing, that the passion that drives my heart that I really want to do. And here's what I know, Hank, is that when you can create a dynamic vision of where it is it want to go, when you can have those picture images in your mind's eye of what it is that you want to create, it helps to create this roadmap so that it will actually begin to show up and manifest for you. You know, I've been out in this speaking training arena for a very long time. I've been utilizing these principles for 20 years, studying for 35, teaching for a dozen years. And there's extraordinary things that I have seen people be able to do by bringing these tools together, customizing this roadmap to help people really, really achieve their goal. It's not just a pretty conversation. It's truth.
Oh, yes, definitely. It goes beyond that, and the truth is in proving it to ourselves. One example I can give you about something that Barbara, my wife, and I did is when we moved out of Miami in 06, and we put our house on the market just as the real estate market was beginning to crash. While it's true that in my neighborhood, you used to be able to sell a house there in like 5-6 weeks, true, it took us a year to sell that house. But what we did is we wrote a vision of what we wanted for that house and the reasons we were grateful to the universe for just the exact right person coming in and buying that house for the price that we wanted. And sure enough, these things lined up, and we sold this house at a time that in that neighborhood, all those houses were just sitting. There were probably 20 for sale signs, you know, in a 5-block radius, and nobody was buying, but we sold our house because we clearly stated in our vision what we wanted and how grateful we were for it. And I think that's a good part of it, feeling the gratitude that what it is that we seek is already done.
I think what you said is so huge. And what's interesting is there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be listening to your story, Hank, and they're going to sit back and they're going to go, oh, that's just a coincidence. Oh, it just worked out that way. And here's the fascinating thing about how the mind works and vision works and the ability to consciously create and consciously manifest is that what you believe is what you create. So if you believe that you have the power to manifest a buyer for your home, you will. But if you just believe that it's coincidence and it'll never happen for you, that's what will show up for you, because that is how the creative universe works.
Well, yes, definitely. We draw to ourselves through our power of belief. And that's why one of the things that I spotted one of the very first times I got on this incredible site, the iVisionMyLife.com site, was right there, this notion that believing is seeing. And as much as that could sound like, hey, that's just a pretty saying, I've seen it happen too many times to be anything but coincidence. And going back to this real estate story, we would tell our realtor, you know, we've just spent time working on our vision. We've just spent time working with the things that we've written down and the pictures we've drawn. And she would call us up a day or two later and say, you know, this is weird because I have a whole portfolio of homes and nobody's calling me. But whatever this stuff you're doing, keep doing it because we're getting phone calls. So,
I have a story. I have a real estate story to share about the power of a vision. Another real estate story. And this was a few years ago. And before speaking author training, all of the things that I do now, I was licensed to sell real estate. And I would utilize the extraordinary power of a vision to build my real estate business. You know, science tells us there's just hard scientific evidence that says what we focus on, we really do draw into and we really do create in our lives. And in understanding this, I would stay focused all the time on the things that I wanted to create. And one day I got a call from someone that I knew that asked me, oh, you know what? There's a commercial coming up. But listen, you want to hang out and you want to hear the rest of this story because it is a great example of the extraordinary power of a vision. We will be right back in 2 minutes.
Need help shipping? AmeriJet website offers quick quotes, online booking, and door pickup for all your shipments to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Doing business with AmeriJet is fast and easy. Schedule all-caller service to all major destinations by air and ocean with no weight or commodity restriction. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Now boarding, next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Sprout. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy, Candy G. You've made us all proud.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, along with good friend and associate Hank Eater. And we're here talking about, how to make those things really begin to manifest and come to life, those things that you really want. You know, this is a time of year where folks are all taking a look at, what do I want to create? There's renewed energy. What is it that I want to do? And one of the ways that you can do that is to tap into the systems that we've created for you. Everything that we do here at Candy G Enterprises is designed to help you get the information that you want so that you can have an incredible present, future, anything that you want. Learn that there are ways that you can truly, truly, truly begin to create and manifest the things that you want. I mentioned earlier at the beginning of the show, I know I have a story to get back to. I haven't forgotten, but I mentioned earlier in the beginning of the show that our good friend and major Hollywood actress Dee Wallace will be coming to South Florida, and her and I are going to be doing a one-day workshop together. It's going to be February. It looks like the date is February the 11th. If you'd like to find out more information, just email me, CandyG at CandyG.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G at CandyG.com. And this workshop is for a very small group of folks. We're only taking 25. It is absolutely it's going to be at my beautiful home in South Florida. There will be a catered lunch, and it'll be a full-day workshop on how to energetically tap into these things that you want and to really learn from some masters how this stuff truly works, very hands-on, and it's a great way to catapult you into the new year. But I had promised you a story, and I was talking about real estate and how I was licensed to sell real estate at one point in time. And I had a friend of mine who wanted me to sell his apartment. And he called me up and he said, I want you to list my apartment because I would like you and I to co-vision a buyer. Well, you know, Hank, I got to tell you, that was right up my alley. You, hello, a seller that wants me to help co-vision a buyer? This is great. And so when I went to see his apartment, and I knew his apartment well, it just so happened that his apartment was a second floor apartment and he wanted top dollar. Well, we all know that here in South Florida, beautiful oceanfront apartments, the perceived value is the higher floors. And so we named a price that we wanted, but he also wanted somebody that would love his apartment. And this particular apartment had wooden floors and futons. It didn't have marble backgrounds. It wasn't a high floor apartment. And so he wanted somebody that would have a California attitude is what he called it. So we wrote all this out. Top dollar, second floor, would love it, wooden floors and futons, somebody that had a California attitude. And we began to focus on what that looked like every single day. And he and I co-visioned what we wanted this buyer to be, to look like, and who he would be. Well, 6 months came and went, and we didn't have a buyer. And I was shocked that we really didn't have a buyer, because I really believe in the extraordinary power of having a vision. But we kind of, you know, moved on from that process. And a short time later, I got a phone call from a realtor in another city who was looking through old real estate books and called up and said, do you still have this oceanfront apartment for sale? And he said, can I come take a look at it? So I made an appointment and, you know, with my friend and went to go show the apartment. And as I'm waiting for this realtor to show up with his buyer, I got a call from him that said, look, I'm sorry we're going to be late. My buyer's coming in. He's flying in from, big surprise, California. The guy comes through the front door and it's on the second floor. And he's like, oh, thank God. It's a second floor apartment. I'm afraid of heights. Look at this apartment. It's wooden floors and futon, just like my home in California. I love it. I will make you an offer today. And when the seller said, you know, I'm not really sure I want to sell, the buyer said, I will pay you full price for this apartment if you will sell it to me today. And so that day I sold a second floor apartment at top dollar with wooden floors and futons to someone with a California attitude. Now go ahead and try and convince me that that's a coincidence.
That's no coincidence as far as I can tell. You know, sometimes when we're visioning and we set our goals and we set our dreams and we get this clear picture, sometimes a little bit of time goes by. As you say, 6 months went by, but you got what you visioned. Sometimes our mistake is to think if it doesn't come the next day or the day after that maybe this isn't working. But no, that's where you have to keep your focus on your vision and know that it is working and it will come in its time.
And you know that's a brilliant point. You know, a couple of things that you've said are so poignant, Hank, and it's not our timetable. And just know that whatever we've put into motion energetically, it's going to show up when the time is right. Just know it. And it's going to show up, in my opinion, as you envision or better than you envision. That is how I see it working, and I have seen it working over and over and over. But it's just holding that extraordinary power of belief. And you're right. People get so off track. Well, right. Well, it didn't happen. I don't believe it. This stuff never works, or it never works for me. And another thing that you said that is so important is to express gratitude, for those things that we haven't received yet, as if they've already come to pass. There's something extraordinary that's called the principle or the law of as if that says to imagine it as if You've already received it. See it as if you already have it. Imagine it with all of the sensory vividness of reality. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, if there are folks out there, you know, we use terms like universe and creative universe. But for those folks that are more religious based, Jesus says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 23 and 24, he says, pray to me as if I've already given it to you. Imagine it as if it's already been put into your hands. And so learning how to do that and to hold those visions and to hold that vision and still hold the belief is, I think, where a lot of folks get off track. What do you think?
I think that we have a real key here, because I think that when you're looking in this area, it doesn't really matter so much what you call it. Like you say, those who are more religious will look up and say, well, it's God the way that I see God, and they'll give thanks to it, and the things they want will come. And someone else might call it the universe, the creative universe,
or
you know, the unmanifested beingness of spirit and love. But by putting that clear picture out there, it comes back. And it comes back, as you say, as good as we envisioned, but many times it comes back bigger and better than we could have possibly imagined.
You know, one of the recent big conversations around here is what I recently manifested in my own life. You know, a lot of folks that know me, they see me and they see, you know, what Candy G Enterprises continues to do. It continues to grow. It continues to unfold. There are always new things on the horizon. It expands. It grows. It creates. I have extraordinary people like yourself, Hank, who I'm so blessed to have come along and have the same heart and the same mind and the same vision to step out and make a difference for folks. And what happens with that is it's because I'm always focused on what it is that I want to create. And I plug into systems and I create those pictures of what I want. You know, but the big news around here, and especially around my household, is a few short months ago, I made the decision. Decisions are so important, because when you make a clearly defined decision, then you can start to begin to create mental pictures of what you want. And I used to own and show horses many years ago, and I decided it was time to bring horses back into my life. And when I began to focus on it, and I'd create dynamic pictures of what I want, and I decided what I wanted in the personality of a horse and a breed of a horse and what was important to me and the safety aspects and all of the other things, they became part of a dynamic vision that I stayed focused on every single day. And in a very short period of time, I was blessed to hook up with someone who was praying, visioning, looking for someone that would take her personal horse, because she was no longer in a position to keep him. And through her level of visioning and my level of visioning, we just kind of hooked up in this incredible creative universe. And a short 6 weeks ago, the most beautiful, sweet, kindest, wonderful equine family member came into my life. And every single day I go out and spend time with him, Hank, and we spend more time together, and his personality grows and we become more attached. And it was interesting, because I said to my daughter just this morning, I said, we could have looked for years and looked and said, I have to find, have to find, have to find, and never found a horse more perfectly matched for us. But because we set up the vision and allowed it to come towards us, it was better. He's better than I could have ever imagined. So that goes to case in point. And sometimes if you just create the picture, trust in the creative aspect of your life, your universe, your God, your truth, and allow things to come your way and don't second guess it. Do you understand what I mean by second guessing?
You mean try to figure out why?
I could do it better if I do it this way. Or, oh, this showed up too fast. Here's conversations that would go on for people. Oh, this showed up too fast. Oh, what's wrong with this picture? It can't be this good if it came to me this quick. Do you understand what I'm saying? Is a lot of folks get hung up in an old conversation about stuff doesn't come to me easily. I live in a universe where I believe life will show up and come to me easily. And so because I've built that belief and that's part of my vision, that's how things begin to show up for me.
Well, I think that knocks on a lot of people's comfort zones because we come from a long history of being taught things like, you know, if you don't have to work hard for it, then it can't possibly have any value. We also come from this notion, you know, through our Puritan ethics here in America that you have to work all the time because you certainly don't want to leave that mind of yours open to dreaming, which is, you know, how many times were we told in school, quit daydreaming? And the teachers, you know, bless them. They thought they were doing us favors, but they didn't know that daydreaming was the greatest gift that we had. And some of us were able to say, okay, I won't daydream right now, but I'm certainly not going to give up my gift for daydreaming, because those who are the visionaries, those who have created the most incredible things that we have in our lives were the dreamers. They dreamed it first. They visualized it first.
Daydreaming piece is so important. Absolutely, absolutely so important. You know, which brings me to another conversation, which reminds me, because we have a way of kiboshing. I mean, really, really putting a damper on daydreaming and people that are big dreamers. And I had a couple of years ago, I had the grand opportunity to go speak at a university, and they had a young entrepreneurs club. And I love speaking to young folks, just so excited about what they want to create in their life. I'm in this life. I'm new at this. What can I create? So exciting. So I went to this young entrepreneurs club, and I walked out and I said, who here has a dream? I was just curious what was going on with these folks. Hank, I was blown away. I had hundreds of hands in the air. They were fighting for time to talk to me, to share what they wanted to create, their dreams in grand, drippy detail. They had all this vivid reality inside their mind's eye. They knew what they wanted it to look like, and they'd been daydreaming and night dreaming and dreaming, and they wanted to do remarkable things. And I really was floored. I was floored. What an amazing, amazing thing. And so I let them share their dreams with me. And at one point, I threw my hand up in the air and I said, who here is working on their dream? And can I tell you, not one person raised their hand. And I was shocked. I was completely shocked. And I said, why? And you know, they all gave me the same answer. They said, are you ready for this? My parents don't want me to do it. Ouch. We're going to talk about this right after we come back from this commercial break.
Shipping small packages to family and friends in the Caribbean, AmeriJet has the right service for you. Small package shipping starts at just $35. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. AmeriJet has the best all-cargo service for small and large shipments. You can choose from airport-to-airport service and door pickup at home or office. Call AmeriJet 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio with Candy G and Hank Eater. And, you know, Hank, we really appreciate you coming along to talk to us about this. And you know what's interesting? Here's the interesting piece is in understanding creative aspect of this amazing world that we live in. Sometimes things won't show up the way that we want, but it almost always is an opportunity for something bigger or something better. And so what's interesting is I, you know, really appreciate you, you know, calling in and sharing this conversation and this topic with us today, you know, especially since, you know, Dr. Sears, and I'm sure he's fine and he'll show up and we'll get this topic on the air. But here's what I know to be true. As I sit back and say, wow, all right, we, you know, Dr. Sears is a little missing in action and we'll find him and we'll find out what happened. But I truly believe that there is a lot of folks out there that needed to hear this conversation today. And so I just, you know, want to say thank you for showing up and sharing this conversation, because you do have a great mindset and a great angle about how this stuff works. And so appreciate it very much.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to just be here with you.
Well, thank you. But, you know, before we went to break and I talked about the fact that all of these kids, none of them were working on their dream, and they all said the same thing because their parents didn't want them to do it, which was fascinating for me. It was very, very, very eye-opening, because we have an idea in our mind about what things should look like, and as parents, we have an idea of what we want for our children. Hank, I think you may even have a similar story in there. I'm just realizing I may have read something about that, how a parent wanted you to go to one direction, but your heart wanted you to go to another direction.
Yes, I lived a good part of my early life believing that I wanted to be an attorney. I was going to be a lawyer. You know, it was a dream that really wasn't my own, but I didn't know that at the time. And I went away to college, but I wasn't studying pre-law, and I wasn't studying the things that would make me a lawyer, although I was taking some of the prerequisite courses in addition to what I was doing. But what I was studying was journalism. I was in journalism school at the University of Florida, and I had this notion at the back of my mind that, okay, I'd graduate from that, I'd have some fun writing, because I always wanted to be a writer. I knew that when I read Tolkien when I was like 13. I wanted to write something as wonderful as The Lord of the Rings. So I figured, okay, I'll graduate from journalism school, I'll apply to law school, and maybe I'll practice the law of mass communications. But one day I was sitting out by the lake. It's called Lake Alice at the University of Florida. That's where they have at the time, they had like a 14-foot alligator that lived in there that everybody used to throw marshmallows to. And I heard this inner voice that said, are you really following your own dream? And I stopped and thought about it a minute, and I had to say, well, what do you mean by that? And my inner voice said, do you really want to be a lawyer? Is that your idea, or is that somebody else's idea? And I had to come to terms right then and there that I didn't really want to be a lawyer. It was not my dream. That was my mother's dream. You know, I came from a middle-class Jewish family where they wanted to be able to say, my son, you know, has exceeded our wildest expectations of success. My son, the lawyer. But that wasn't my idea. And I knew that if I became a lawyer, sure, I'd probably figure out ways to be successful with it, but my heart really wasn't in it. So I had to reevaluate and move forward in other ways. It took me some time to get to know what I really wanted to do. And if I had been exposed back then, I mean, it gives me goosebumps that you're talking to young people like that. If I had somebody like yourself who would have come into the college and told me, you can be whatever you want to be, you can vision your life and make for yourself the ideal of everything you want, that would have been revolutionary to me at the time. But I had to find it in the time that it took to find it.
And how does it feel? What's that feeling of at that instant where you knew, oh, this isn't my dream, it's somebody else's dream, here's what I really want, and the instant you could tap into the, oh, here's what I want, what was that moment like?
Well, that moment was like a renewal, a rebirth. It was like shedding, like a snake that sheds its skin that was holding me down, that was making me look towards the future with uncertainty and trepidation. And once I lost that notion that I wanted to be a lawyer, it's not like I still look towards the future without uncertainty. There was plenty of uncertainty, but the trepidation was gone.
because it took me some time to really focus in on what I could do. I wanted to be a writer. I wanted to, you know, write the great American fantasy or science fiction novel. But that at the time even seemed like a pipe dream. And I had too many voices from my upbringing for a long time saying, well, you could do this for a little bit on the side, but you have to go out and get this type of job or this type of job because you have to make a living in life. And you know, let's get real. That kept coming back to me. Let's get real. So I think I delayed for a lot longer than I should have delayed, except there's this expression that I really like that's come to be in recent times, which is everything in divine right order and divine right timing. It really wasn't my time because I hadn't chosen it to be my time, and I let other voices distract me from that inner voice, which I call my hero's voice. And it wasn't until I was willing to take the plunge and really answer this action call that I stopped saying, I'm doing this because I think I have to be doing it. Now I'm doing it because it's exactly what I want to be doing.
And, you know, and I love your conversation because your conversation is that we all have an inner hero that we can listen to and learning how to define that.
Oh, yes. And that, I talked about comfort zones a little while ago. And that chips away at some people's comfort zones, too, because so much of what we've been brought up to believe is in our own inadequacy, our own powerlessness, where in reality we are immensely powerful beings with this power of unlimited creativity. And the universe works with us to manifest our creativity. So we need to first shed this notion that, you know, who am I? Why am I worthy of this? And that goes back to what you said a little while ago in the people who feel like if it came that easy, this can't really be real. Self-worth is, I think, a very important key. And we have to know that we are loved and that we do deserve to follow our dreams and we do deserve to manifest the things that we see we want in our lives. We deserve these things.
You know what? I absolutely agree. I believe that we absolutely do deserve it. And not only do I believe that to be true, science also says that there's a way that we can help bring these things into being. And that's what we're all about. Hey, we're heading off to our last commercial break. Stick around. This has been a great show with Hank Eater. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Do you need to ship food, personal effects, or relief goods to your loved ones in Haiti? Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. AmeriJet offers scheduled all cargo service to Haiti. There are no restrictions on weight or size. Track your shipment online and be ensured that your shipment will arrive in Haiti on the next available flight. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Candy G. Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio, and so happy to have you here, Hank. And we're talking about I Vision My Life, the power of visioning, the benefits of this program that you have come into our lives to help us share with the world. And the truth is, these really are times of rapid change. And for a lot of folks, it's real uncertainty. And now more than ever, there really is a pressing need for real transformational tools. Not pretty conversation, not pretty theory, but how about I give you real information and I give you the science and the background behind it that says, yes, this is true. It really works this way. And that how about in addition to that, we give you a ready-built structure that you can just plug into. All you have to do is make the decision to plug into the system that will give you a clear sense of direction and will help you implement with some real innovative ways of addressing the complexity in the world today. And the world is very complex. And how about we bring out the best in you and bring out the best in those around you? How about we help you shift the idea that nothing works to shifting the idea that things work easily in my life and it's effortless? And also, how about the fact that I'm here, Hank's here, and we have a host of amazing folks that are here to help be your guide. And I Vision My Life will help, you know, guide the course of your days and the choices that you make. The truth is, success rarely happens by chance, but does happen by design. If you have no plan for your future and your life, then you will fall into someone else's plan. So with I Vision My Life, you can create effective personal change, which will translate into increased enthusiasm, greater commitment, and higher productivity. I Vision My Life will give you the tools you need to develop objective milestones and strategies to help you achieve your vision. Some of the byproducts of I Vision My Life are focused attention, learning how to focus your intention, create real clarity, understanding the foundation of thought and real conscious choice, which helps to remove barriers. Understanding your own system, your own value system, developing effective strategies for change and for creative manifestation. Learning to clarify your vision, which is so important. To have a personal motivator and partner in creativity. To have guides and mentors that you can tap into every single day. You can learn to network with like-minded individuals. And in addition to that, we're doing a host of things with I Vision My Life, like discounts on radio and magazine advertising, unlimited email coaching support, discounts on products and services inside the Candy G website, access to group coaching, access to other premier coaches. I mean, it's amazing what this program will give you. And I know people are sitting out there going, all right, how much is this going to cost me? Well, one of the things that we really, really, really were working hard on was making sure that it was going to be less than $20 a month. So we're bringing you the I Vision My Life membership, coaching membership system for $19.77 a month. Now, I am jumping the gun a little bit with this radio show today because we're not exactly ready to launch. We're probably looking at just a couple weeks. You think, Hank?
I would think so. We're working out some of the little bumps along the road, but none of them are all that serious. So I think we should be on the road
stuff,
in a few weeks.
Right, but yeah. Folks can go to they can go to www.ivisionmylife.com, just the letter I and then visionmylife.com, and there's a preview site up there, and you can go to the about page, and there's a 20-minute video that actually talks about the science behind how we really do create how thoughts become things and how you can clearly manifest the things that you want in your life. And you know, I've been doing this for a long time. I've been called, you know, it's not my conversation, but folks have said that I am the number one vision specialist on the planet. That's somebody else's conversation, and it's nice to hear. But here's some of the testimonials that this vision conversation has given to folks. Clarity, direction, empowerment, edge over the competition, motivated to higher levels. Beloved this, best coach, trainer, motivator in the world. Thank you for awakening my soul. Proof you can live your dreams. Amazing approach to changing our lives. Process has been belief shattering. Touched my heart, changed the direction of my life together, and on and on and on and on and on. And I will tell you, we literally have thousands of testimonials. In my decades as a business owner, I've never experienced anything so powerful. One of our corporate clients, you can go on to the I Vision My Life site and check it out. And the truth is, I have so many people in the speaking industry that have said to me, Hank, you can't sell this for less than $20 a month. But the truth is that the goal is that I wanted to create a system that folks could tap into that was so affordable that they wouldn't even feel it. A lunch out a month, a couple of Starbucks, whatever it is you have to exchange to get the information to change, to create whatever you want in your life. All you have to do is make the decision to say, I'm going to do the work. All the information is here, and all you have to do is tap into it.
That is, I think, the key to it all. And, you know, if I may say so, I think what sets you apart from many of the others who are out there that makes this work so well is that from what I see, there's this great love for what you do, and that love shows through in everything that you do. And people know that. They see it. They feel it. There's a sincerity there.
Thank you, Hank. That means a lot to me because that's the truth. It's the truth. I've got information that I know makes a difference, and I want to share it. But it's not just sharing it. I want folks to use the information they get in their hands, because it's not knowledge is power. It is the use of that knowledge that's power. And I'll be out here every week doing the radio show, and we'll be doing calls on the I Vision My Life program, and we'll be sharing G-notes and information on and on and on, all in an effort to get folks to utilize the information. Because quite frankly, we want to see the change. We want to see things change for the better. 30 seconds, Hank. What do you want to leave the listening audience with?
Just that the community, this is the one thing I want to bring up, the community that they will find. And I Vision My Life is a mutually supportive community that will help people to realize their dreams in a way that feeds them, nourishes them, nurtures their visions. And that means so much.
I hear you. You know, Hank Eater, we're so happy that you are a part of this KGE team, and that you're bringing a lot of great, wonderful things. Hank also writes for Nothing But Good News magazine. You want to check out some of his great articles and some other wonderful things. Listen, Hank, thank you so much. Anybody wants to contact, you can contact Hank at hankeater.com, E-D-E-R. This is Candy G. You know what I want you to do is I want you to get on out there and do something remarkable. Thank you. Bye for now.